on, people? Welcome to Strange Talk with Doc. Hope everything's going good with you. Hope everything's going good with yours. Let's get to it. The topic of the show is, as you see, when you clicked on the podcast, is we are all born with relatives, but we still may need to make our own true family. Let's get to the obvious. Born with relatives. Everybody is related to somebody. You might have lost them in the birth. They might have died tragically, say, in a car accident on the way to the hospital, and your mother was pregnant, your father also died, and you survived. And maybe nobody else stepped up, but you have relatives. Even if you're orphaned, you have relatives. Even if you're abandoned, you have relatives. No matter the situation, unless you were born in a test tube, you are related to somebody. You might not know them. They might not know you. For all kinds of reasons, children are abandoned, left at fire stations. They are left at orphanages. They are put up for adoption. They are surrogate families. But everybody has a true born related kinship to someone, known or unknown by that person. The reason that we may need to create our own true family is you might be one of those people who believe in unconditional love. And if that works for you, I'm not going to knock how you live your life. Unconditional love is not realistic to me. It is not something that I can hold to task, because say my uncle was Hitler, great uncle Hitler. How in the hell am I supposed to love him unconditionally? My uncle was Jeffrey Dahmer, Son of Sam. You named a horrendous person. Say your uncle was just a pimp, a hardcore, nasty, filthy pimp who has no respect for women. Do you have to love him because he's uncle such and such? I mean, there are reasons that everybody shouldn't have to be forced to love because of some blood tie. And, you know, there's the saying out there, you know, blood makes you related, but loyalty makes you family. And that's also bullshit. Your enemy could be the most loyal person to you. They're just waiting for the opportunity, the means, and the perfect timing to slash your throat, because they are sitting back and they're watching. And they're, you know, the old saying, keep your enemies closer. So loyalty does not make you family. What makes you family is that person that you feel that bond with, that no matter what, as long as you're doing the right thing, they always root for you to win. They don't have to root for you to do the wrong things and win. They can correct you. There is room for correction in everybody's life. And when somebody's even afraid to speak correction to you, speak betterment to you, they're not really family. If they co-sign everything that you do, no matter what, no matter how dastardly, how dumb, how uninformed you may be, and they just go along with it because there's a blood tie, then they're not your true family. See, because love speaks truth. Love speaks honesty. Love does not have jealousy attached to it. It does not have malice attached to it. It does not have hate attached to it. It's the polar opposite of hate. It is pure. It is love. It is wanting somebody to do the best, to have the best, to be the best that they possibly can be. And if that means drawing something out of you that you don't even see that you have in yourself, that's what a real family member will do. We create our own families all the time. People take this wrong. When you go out there and you marry a woman or you marry a man, you have now taken on a family member. This was a person who was not family, no blood ties whatsoever. Now they are your family, and y'all two can create other members of your family, and they're called your children. Your children then go on to create even more members of the family called grandchildren. And it goes on and on. And if everything is splibbing-wah, everything is beautiful, then these will be your family. Now, it has nothing to do with who you were born to, because this was a family you created. You may meet a brother or a sister in life, And they mean more to you than your blood brothers and sisters. And there's nothing wrong with that. You don't have to feel a certain way about that. That's how it goes. I mean, our families are made up of all kinds of people. And I'm not talking personal, I'm talking general. Our families are made up of abusers, they're made up of drug addicts, they're made up of alcoholics, sexual offenders, they're made up of molesters, they're made up of intelligente, they're made up of dummies. You cover the gamut in most families. In most families, you cover the gamut. You cover people who have potential, people who did not meet their potential, people who exceeded their potential, and this is all from one bloodline. But none of that matters. What matters is who you decide is your family. I understand that it's beautiful when I hear it all the time, especially on television and movies. These people have these 50, 30, 40 people that they all dearly love. They don't know how blessed they are. That is a blessing that most people will never experience in a lifetime. In a family, think about it. Even within your own family, you pick favorites. You have an auntie you deal with. You might have four aunties you don't deal with. You might have an uncle that you love to hang out with and other uncles that you cringe when the phone call comes from them. So that's just the way it goes. And once again, it's just we are all born with relatives, but you still may have to go out there and make your own true. The key word here is true family. Your true family, that's the ones who are going to be there when you're sick. Those are the ones who are going to break their neck to be there when you say help. Those are going to be the ones that's going to know you need help before you even ask for help. So from here on, we're going to move on with the show. I hope that helps somebody, okay? So we had a mass shooting in Chicago at a McDonald's. And two young men were arrested, a Jalen Sanders and a Cameron Abrams. And they're now facing two counts of first-degree murder, seven counts of first-degree attempt murder, and probably gun charges, among other things. Maggie Peterson, she was an actress on the Andy Griffin Show. She passed away at the age of 81. Bob Newworth, he was a folk singer back in the days. You know, he influenced Bob Dylan. He died at the age of 82. Marnie Shucklenburg, she was an actress on As the World Turns and One Life to Live. I'm not a soap opera fan, so I really didn't know her. She died at the age of 37. I believe she had cancer. And I say to these people, other than the two shooters, I say rest in peace to these people. So monkeypox. There are supposedly 80 cases confirmed in 12 countries. Monkeypox looks hellified, man. It looks scary. I mean, we got COVID, we got monkeypox, we have all these variations. Some places like New York have gone back to masking. I mean, I have a plane flight coming up later on this year. I don't know if they're going to make us remask on airlines. We'll see how that goes. So Thomas Lane, one of those Derek Chauvin, George Floyd cops, has pleaded guilty to aiding and abetting Derek Chauvin and George Floyd's murder. So, you know, he was smart enough to not go through the trial. He said, let me take whatever the judge is going to give me, because they've already been convicted federally. So this is just on the state level. As crime. And I am very disappointed in the ending of Law and Order. Michael T. Williams' character, Preston Webb, who has been a beast of a character for almost two seasons, he gets an unceremonious death off camera, just a dead body. I mean, he doesn't even get 2 minutes to do a final scene so we see what happens. Maybe they'll revisit it next year, but I thought that was a shitty way for a character who was one of the main cogs on the show to go out. This show called Legendary that deals with the ballroom scene, the LGBTQ community ballroom scene, they added a host, Kiki Parker, replace Megan Thee Stallion. And so far in the first three episodes, Kiki Parker has been better than Megan Thee Stallion was in two full seasons. No wide open mouth, dumb expressions, no screaming non sequiturs for no reason, no acting a fool. She judged the competition as it should be judged. I thought the first three episodes were outstanding. I like this show, so if you've never seen Legendary, give it a try to give you an eyesight into a subculture that you might not know a lot about. Saturday Night Live this weekend had, I have not watched the show yet, but it seems to be the farewell Saturday Night Live for Kate McKinnon, Pete Davidson, Edie Bryant, and Kyle Mooney. The host on this show was Natasha Lyonne, and Japanese Breakfast was the musical guest. Now, you know Natasha Lyonne from Orange is the New Black. She was the curly-haired woman that was always in and out of drug problems. I forget the character's name right now. But I wish Pete, Edie, Kyle, and Kate further movement in their careers, especially Kate. I see nothing but big things for Kate. She's already out there. We all know who she is. I was going to check out Kendrick Lamar, Mr. Morale, and the Big Steppers CD, but I haven't really got a chance. I mean, as I said, a lot of shows went off the air. I will give a shout out to We Run This City. It was episode 3, and they really got deep into the shit that these Baltimore cops were doing to young black men on the streets at the time. I guess this was 2016, 2017. I mean, they got into it. They got into setting them up, stealing. It was a very good episode. Very, very good episode. So if you're not watching that series, I say give it a chance, especially since so many series right now are in hiatus. The Equalizer's over. The last episode of SWAT was last night. Good Doctor's off the air due to season-ending episodes. I mean, The Blacklist, a lot of these shows are in their hiatus status. So, you know, you might be looking for something to watch. And I definitely say, and it's only 6 episodes, people, We Run This City. It's about the corruption of the Baltimore City cops. It's not a documentary. This is actually the HBO show. So Naomi and Sasha Banks walked out on Raw. Now, I'm still trying to sit back here and see, are they working us? Are they making us into marks? Was this a real thing? Because they have been suspended, Sasha and Naomi. They've been stripped of their titles. I don't know if they are working us. And I haven't come to the conclusion. I'm not going to listen to what people say on their podcasts online. What do you think? Let me know what you feel about this. Do you think that this is an angle or this is real life? Who walks away from a job that they work so hard, especially Naomi, who was in the shitter for almost 2 years? She's now a tag team champ, and she just decides that she's not going to work when they all know that what they do is a work to begin with. It's like a TV show. So what? Your character's not going to be on the show for a month. But your character is not dead, so your character gets to come back and do something at a later date. And why wouldn't they want to work with the world champions on solos? I mean, if this is the case. So we had the PGA Championship this week. This is golf, people. You know, Doc loves his golf. This is one of the majors, the PGA Championship. Tiger gutted it out for 3 days. But after that third round, he was 21 strokes behind Mito Pierra, who was leading at the time after day 3, 21 strokes behind. He had a horrible 9 under par after 3 rounds. There was no need for him to move on with this tournament. He was struggling with that leg. You could see he was struggling with that leg. I hope he gets better. I hope he gets stronger. There's another major coming up soon, and hopefully he can play better. And it's Mito. He's a Chilean. Mito Pierra, he completely fell apart on the 18th hole. I don't know. He kind of admitted it was nerves. I mean, he was leading by 2 strokes, and he decides to hit driver on 18 when he could have just played it safe and pretty much put the PGA Championship in his pocket. He would have had a major as a rookie on the tour. But he let, you know, nerves and pressure bust pipes, and his pipes got busted. He hit a horrible drive. I mean, it was horrible. It looked like his brain froze, and he looked a lot like one of those horrible ones that you see Charles Barkley, like in the middle of his swing, his downswing, he just locked. And then he uppercut the ball. His body was off. It was a weird thing. But what happened was this led to Justin Thomas and Will Zatoris going into a three-hole playoff, which Justin Thomas won. So he is the PGA Championship. 2022 PGA Championship. And Justin Thomas is my favorite golfer on the tour. So I am super happy for Justin Thomas. Every time that I'm in Vegas or something like that and I get a chance to bet on golfers, he is definitely one of the first people that I put my money on to be top five, top 10, and win the tournament. So if I was in Vegas this weekend, I would have made some money on Justin. Him and Patrick Chanelly, who I love his putting. Justin, I just like his complete game. I'm very happy for him. He hasn't won a major in about 5 years. He's still pretty young. So this is his second major. So congratulations to him. Now, the Yankees did lose a doubleheader yesterday. But out of the last 27 games, they have won something like 24, which is phenomenal. It gives me a lot of hope that there will be a postseason in the Bronx. The Mets are doing well, but I don't care. I'm not a Mets fan. I care nothing about the Mets. So congratulations to the Yankees to be in their first place. There's something like 29-12. You take that start every chance you get. The UFC had a card this week, and Holly Holmes and Caitlin Vieira, Eric Anders and John Young Park, Pollyanna Vera and Tabitha Ricci. And you want to know something? This was one card, and I watched all of it. I just couldn't get any vibe. I really didn't care. The Performance Center is starting to wear me down, man. We need these crowds. The UFC needs to scale back on these shows just so that they could do them where human beings can cheer in the audience, and not the only voice you hear is the coach. If you would like to hear a crowd cheer these fighters on, they work so hard, they train so hard, they diet so hard, they deserve crowd reaction to what they're doing, because that is true live energy that you can't mimic in a little performance center. So there's no UFC next week. Hopefully the next UFC will be in front of a live crowd. So we got the NBA playoffs going on, and the Golden State Warriors are up 3-0 over the Mavs. Luka's doing what he's doing. Dinwiddie actually played a decent game, but being down 3-0, there's no way Golden State Warriors lose four games to the Mavs. So it looks like Golden State Warriors are going to make it to the finals. And I did not pick the Golden State Warriors, so I can't sit here and lie to you. The Celtics are down to the Heat 2-1, but Jimmy Butler has a knee injury. So we don't know if he's going to miss a game or if he's going to be able to gut through it. Bam Adebayo actually played good. After playing bad for several games, he had a blowout game in game 3, which helped the Heat win. I'm still picking the Celtics to win this series in 7. So now it's looking like Golden State and the Celtics for me in a championship. But we are yet to see, because if they go up, the Heat go up 3-1, this series is for all intents and purposes over also. You be safe out there. If you feel you need to remass up, remass up. Watch out for that monkeypox, man. Keep yourself informed. Don't be a person who doesn't know anything about what's going on in the world today. That is not a cool way to be. I will have the review next week on Kendrick Lamar, Mr. Morale, and the Big Steppers. I hear a lot of good things about it. I've heard some songs, but I want to listen to this thing in its entirety, quietly, with not a lot of noise or background sound. So 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm gonna throw on some headphones and check this bad boy out and listen to it. I'm not gonna listen to it like it's the Torah. I'm listening for entertainment value and entertainment value only. That's how I listen to my music and my hip hop. I don't take life lessons from songs. Do they add to my life? Yes. Do they maybe give me a message here and there? Sure. I'm not going to take anything away from art. Art is a beautiful thing, and Mr. Kendrick Lamar has made some beautiful music, so I have high hopes. And let's not forget, people, we're born with those relatives. You're born with them. It's not a choice that you made. Those were people that were put upon you. But the decisions to keep, build, or separate yourself from anybody lies within you. Your mother does not get to tell you that's your cousin and you're going to love him regardless. Your father does not say, that's my brother, he's your uncle, you got to love him. No, you don't. You're not forced to do anything as a grown-up that you're not willing to do. Just because somebody tries to force it upon you does not mean that you have to do it unless you are also willing to do it. I hope that you have a great weekend. This has been Strange Talk with Doc. Hit me up with an email if you feel it. Hit me up with a request if you got one. Just hit me up. I love to hear from those who listen to me. I always want to know, why do you listen? What do you want me to talk about? Would you like to come on and discuss something with me that you heard on a previous show that you said, you know what, I don't like your opinion on that. Can we debate? Sure we can, man. This is an open forum. Feel free to contact me in any way, shape, or form. I have a website. The link to my website is always listed beneath every podcast that I do. And I'm going to tell you, like I always tell you people, peace to you and peace to yours.